This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Government wants an anti-vaccination billboard in Perth pulled down. This is the billboard on the corner of Brisbane and William Streets. It shows a woman with textbooks and the question, do you know what's in a vaccine?
You better think. In Australia, oh my gosh, thinking has been outlawed or it's attempted to be censored. That's the theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. What happens when you can't win on the merits of your argument? You call for censorship. You are outraged by people asking questions about things that are unquestionable. Oh, wait, that can't be questioned. It's not unquestionable. Welcome, everybody. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. 2 hours of broadcast healing. It is Advanced Medicine Monday for those of you listening live. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don. And you got a question there coming out of Australia. There's a billboard we're going to get to momentarily that asks a question. And my gosh, the pro-vaccine cult fanatics down under are freaking. And you will never believe what they say about us so-called anti-vaxxers in America. How organized we are, how coordinated we are, how much money we're making off of T-shirt sales. It's incredible. I'm just loving what it's showing us, what it's revealing. And that's where we're going to start. Super Don, are you ready? You making lots of money on your anti-vaccine T-shirts so far? How you doing?
Yeah, the hats are doing really well. The keychains, I'm doing really well on the keychains, coffee mugs. Yeah, it's all working out really well.
We're approaching big pharma levels of you know, billions of influx on this stuff. I asked the question, you know, when you've lost the debate, what's left for you, right? And in terms of those who believe with a religious fervor that vaccines are sacrament, manna from heaven, this is what's going on in Australia. This is the revelation. And I'm going to start with some audio clips here because we've got some from down under Australian Channel 7, whatever that might be, reporting on this strange and dangerous new billboard in Perth, Western Australia. Give a listen.
Government wants an anti-vaccination billboard in Perth pulled down. This is the billboard on the corner of Brisbane and William Streets. It shows a woman with textbooks and the question, do you know what's in a vaccine, with a link to an American anti-vaccination group.
All right. Forget the link for the moment. What about what's in a vaccine is anti-vaccine? Just the question. Ask the question. What's in a vaccine? Oh, my gosh, you anti-vaxxer. Oh, you've asked the question. That's horrible. We must stop it. Pull that billboard down and ask the question. Now, if this doesn't sound cult-like, maybe you got to change the definition of a cult, or maybe religious orthodoxy. You know, sometimes they'll say, well, no, you're not allowed to ask that question, right? But that doesn't sound like a very scientific thing to do. What's in a vaccine? Pull it down! It's anti-vaccine! Anti-vaccine. What is the anti-vaccine website there, Super Don, that they're referring to? that you can't even see in the billboard because the bushes are covering up the bottom of that billboard. I don't know if you saw that in the TV episode there.
Yeah, it's a website called learntherisk.org. I had to go digging for an alternate picture to find out what it was that he was talking about in the news report. And it turns out that learntherisk.org was founded. Now, you remember, this was, I think, like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody on named Brandy Vaughn, who was a former,
She used to work for Merck.
Said,
hey, man,
whistleblower.
There's a lot of lying zits at Merck trying to pretend that they know what's going on, and they don't, other than to deceive you. And you know, when you don't have the science on your side, where are you going to go? You can't roll out PhDs to counter the what's in a vaccine argument, because the PhD should know better as to what is in a vaccine and might have to actually answer the question. So instead, you go to an aggrieved mother, Catherine Hughes, who were, you know, listen, not happy at all that Catherine Hughes' child died, apparently, of, was it pertussis, whooping cough? They call it whooping cough down there. But her arguments are what? And we're going to get to them. Let's go back to the Channel 7, ABC, I think, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, something like that, down under on this topic.
Catherine Hughes joins us now live from Brisbane, where she's attending a pregnancy expo. Catherine, good morning to you. What do you think about this billboard?
Look, to be honest, I'm pretty surprised that somebody was willing to accept money from the anti-vaccine lobby to display this billboard. I've had lots of feedback from the community, and people are concerned that it's up there.
All right, so you're an advertising agency or a company that has billboards, and somebody says, you know what, I want to put a billboard up to advertise something. What do you want it to say? Just a question. What's in a vaccine? And a little URL link underneath it. That's it. Oh, no, we can't do that. Now, Catherine Hughes, you're going to hear more about her backstory is why she's saying that, but I can't believe they take money. I mean, again, first, I would say I can't believe they went to an aggrieved mother, but, of course, it's an emotional story. They don't want you to go to the scientific. They want you to be taken out of your mental body and put into your emotional body instantly, because it's a disaster what happened for her child dying, apparently, of whooping cough, as they say. Let's go ahead and listen to clip three here.
What was your reaction when you heard it had gone up on the corner of Brisbane and William Streets there?
I was really, really disappointed. You know, as a parent who's lost a child to a vaccine-preventable disease because they were too young to be vaccinated, I'd really hate for another parent to go through a similar experience simply because they've been scared into not vaccinating. And that's what this sign is trying to do.
All right, this sign is not trying to scare anybody. It's asking a simple question. What's in a vaccine? Now, if that scares you, maybe there's a reason that it scares you. I mean, when you find out what's in a vaccine. Maybe there's legitimacy to worrying about mercury and formaldehyde and aborted fetal cells and other things in vaccines. And Catherine Hughes, again, I'm not going to diss on her personally. I'm not going to attack her personally. She probably believes what she's saying because she lost her child. That's a traumatic experience. But what about all the moms that have lost their children to vaccine injury? Whether they're alive or not, if they're alive and heavily into the autism spectrum, it's like you've lost them. And now you've got a child into adulthood that remains a child. And nobody has the capacity to fully take care of that child. Now let's learn about what Catherine Hughes doesn't know, what she claims to know about the so-called well-organized, not militia, but anti-vaccine movement in America.
Perth is obviously one of the most isolated cities in the world. Why do you think these anti-vax activists from the US are interested in WA?
Well, we know that these anti-vaccine groups in the US, they're very well organised and they're quite well established. And it really seems to be like their mission is now to come, you know, outside of the US and spread their fear of vaccination to other countries. And of course, the more billboards that they have up around the world, the more money they're going to make. They've got their anti-vaccine shop where they sell branded merchandise. So of course, it's about the money as well.
It's about the money. Again, this is ludicrous. Doesn't begin to start what her perspective is on this. And maybe she's, you know, as a grieving mom, she's been manipulated. That's possible. But what I know of all the vaccine, let's say, anti-vaccine activists, or let's say vaccine safety activists, because it's a mix of all kinds of people that are raising these questions. I don't know anybody that's making a fortune on this stuff. Even the folks that put out the film Vaxxed, which I think brought in $1 million in the box office and sales. I don't know how much they actually saw between all the distributors and expenses and everything they're doing. They're raising money from donations. So I would hope and I wish there was a lot of money coming into those folks because they deserve it. They need it. But I think we can measure on one hand the number of people that have tried to enter Australia, some successfully, some not. And I think we've interviewed most of them. Some have even been banned now from going to Australia. If 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people can upset the vaccine apple cart on a whole continent, what does that say about how stable the claims are of the pro-vaccine crowd, that they're worried about a handful, not a dozen, less than that, one handful perhaps, maybe one extra, I don't know, some of which they didn't even let into Australia. And, of course, our target and goal is to convert all of Australia to become anti-vaxxers. No, our target and goal is to ask you to look into what's in a vaccine, and you get to make up your own mind. But that's probably too unreasonable because you might give my kids something that they can't be vaccinated for because they're too young. But what about vaccine failure or the fact that the DTaP, acellular pertussis, very often doesn't elicit antibody response the way the DPT did? When it did elicit that response, there was also devastating, sometimes deadly consequences. What about that, Catherine Hughes?
And you lost your son Riley to whooping cough. Just quickly, what's your message to parents?
I think signs like this try and make parents worried about what's in the vaccines, but I want parents to really think about what's in these diseases that are out there that our children can catch. You know, my son was unvaccinated, he was too young, and he contracted whooping cough, and it wrecked his body, it destroyed his organs, and that is what we should be afraid of, the diseases that we can protect with vaccination.
All right, who's selling fear here? Be very afraid of the diseases. What's in a disease? You don't even know what is a disease. The body's response, is that the disease? The symptoms? And are you aware, Catherine Hughes, that there are homeopaths that have been addressing this for centuries now, successfully? And that there are naturopaths and integrative doctors that can successfully get your kid through this? You didn't know that. I'm sorry that you didn't know that. But the ones who are promoting fear are not the ones who are asking logical and rational questions like, what's in a vaccine? It's those who are saying what's in a disease and don't even understand the law of the terrain, which would indicate how to rebuild and repair immunity or strengthen it or maintain that which is already good and allow children to be able to contract things if they need them and nurse them through it so that they don't die. The allopathic Western medical model and mindset does not look at it this way, and they are dominant because the government has granted them a monopoly.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've got a lot more discussion on the issue of censorship coming up, folks. As long as we're not censored, we're going to keep it up. RobertScottBell.com, and here we are on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication around the world, streaming on the web as well. Do you know what's in a probiotic? How's that? That's a good question. Let's put a billboard up. Do you know what's in a probiotic? How dare you? How dare you ask such a question? And then, of course, you're going to have like a mom being called for the news down in Australia, a mom of a child who took like yogurt with probiotic cultures in it and got diarrhea.
Oh no!
This is awful. Can you who would take money from the probiotic lobby to put a poster up that asks the question, "What's in a probiotic?" or whatever? You know,
you would be labeled pro diarrhea, right?
Of course, a lot of probiotics would stop diarrhea, but the point is, we got to shake it up a little bit here and normalize your microbiome. Here's the headline. The question reads at Medical Express, should healthy people take probiotic supplements? I don't know. Let's ask the question, are probiotics good for you? I think the feeding of the constant replenishing of the microbiome is quite an important thing. We've established that. A lot of science supporting the immune system relies upon the microbiome. Your digestion relies upon the microbiome. Your production of neurotransmitters and endocrine compounds, those are hormones for those of you at the FDA, relies upon the microbiome. Why is this even a question? Should people be taking probiotics if they're already healthy? Right? How many things disrupt your gut microbiome, even if you're healthy? How about drinking tap water with chlorine in it? That's enough. Don't get me started, Super Don.
Jeez. Now, look, I think the perspective or the position that they're coming from with this question, and it's a legit. This reminds me of like the Freshman Friday questions we used to get from Captain Morgan. Kind of missed that because it was, you know. But let's do this in the spirit of Captain Morgan. Okay.
Okay.
Because somebody who doesn't know would say, you know what? Okay, I get it. So probiotics helps, you know, repair the gut, right? But if your gut is okay and you're healthy, as far as you know, then is it a waste of time to take probiotics? Are they just kind of just going through not doing anything because you're doing all right?
Do we have to go so freshman that we list those four things they list in this article? Like, if you put probiotics in, it increases the concentration of good bacteria.
Listen, Robert Scott Bell, we're not going to shut out the new listeners here, right? You know, we might have people who are listening that maybe are new to the show,
like,
new to the concept,
it's like,
right?
We're anti-radio immigration. We don't want new listeners.
Anti-new people.
So, obviously, we welcome the new people. You're welcome, even if you sneak in when we're not looking, except for MacArthur tonight in the chat room on YouTube. He's being a little cantankerous for some reason. I don't know.
He calms down. He's doing okay.
He's okay. Oh, maybe he didn't take his probiotics before the show.
Maybe.
Listen, here's the finale on this so-called study. You know, they asked the question, should you be taking probiotics if you're already healthy? We found that if you stop taking probiotics, the good guys are reduced, basically. It's like normal living in a Western world filled with toxic chemicals, even in an ideal environment that you try to reach or live like I try to do. There are still challenges to the microbiome, so supplementing, and of course this would normally be done by eating raw foods fresh from the garden, and it would teem with life forms from the garden as well as, you know, we're not talking about sanitized, well, you know, obviously glyphosate, but we're talking about microbial life forms. We would be eating cultured foods, cultured vegetables, fermented foods, and we would have a normal interaction with replenishing, a continual replenishment of the microbiome. But a lot of folks in the West, let's be honest, a lot of folks aren't doing that. So supplementing, because you're not, your diet's not up on, let's say, microbiome replenishment on a regular basis, supplementing with pre and probiotics is a good idea. And I think that, am I reading the end of this thing right, that there was no reason not to? In fact, if you weren't, you might be a little worse off over time. That's my takeaway. Okay.
Yes. Right. It answers the question well.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I know this for you may feel like we're going back to kindergarten.
Yeah.
But I understand where they were coming from on that. Because, listen, we see stories from time to time. In fact, just recently they had another one of those studies that came out that said, supplements don't work. Nothing works. Nothing's good for you. It's a waste of money. So it's always good to talk about stuff like this, I think.
Yeah, if you stop taking probiotics, your gut bacteria are likely to return to their pre-supplemental condition within 1 to 3 weeks. All right, isn't that a good enough argument to say, you're better off keeping that microbiome full and happy and satisfied? Of course, if you haven't gotten there yet, look into the Silver Aloe Protocol. In the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, you'll learn how to restore the integrity of the terrain.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, if all cars were made of hemp, too, that would be wonderful. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. It's advanced medicine, and we've got Dr. Rasha Bitar scheduled next hour. I've got archives galore available to you through many, many methods, including GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication right after the show, pretty quick. And then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and right here, for those of you watching on YouTube, back behind the scenes, hearing the stuff going on, all the goofs that happen, plenty of them.
behind the scenes, and we just keep on going like nothing's happening. Is anything happening, Super Don? Have we accomplished anything, or do we need to hang it up tonight? Because they're not listening. They're all emotional. They're not thinking, and, you know, I'm just asking too much of the people, aren't I?
Slave driver.
Yeah, just leave it alone. You know what it is? I'm a little aggravated with my son tonight. A little bit, right?
What?
Yeah, I know I should. It's summer break.
Uh-oh.
He just graduated. He had his wisdom teeth removed, right? I'm like, dude, I want you to read this. Read this. Stop with the video games for a moment. So I'm in that mode of like, if I take it out on you guys, it's just my 18-year-old. That's all. I'm going to say, take a few minutes, read something. In the meantime, my daughter's doing some bonus Spanish, and she's like, we got word, hey, you've only got like 2 weeks left to complete it. Even though school's out, you still got extra time for this online thing. And she spits out four things, gets 100 on her quiz today. Like, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My son's going, so. I'm like, all right. So
well,
that's
he just
it.
Got high score on the video game, though.
He did. Happy Father's Day to me. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, folks. Anyway, no worries. We'll just laugh it off. Now, censorship, big issue, right? If you don't have an argument, what do you want to do? You want to shout people down. And in a broader context, if you're on Facebook or YouTube, they just make a some kind of computer, what do they call it, algorithm to eliminate you. If you're on YouTube, well, it's pretty obvious. If you're conservative, if you're sort of like Trump, I don't know. I mean, they're just like, no, you're going to be down on the charts. We're not going to let you monetize anything. But then again, they're not doing as good a job at censoring as they thought. At YouTube, in particular. And this goes to something we have covered over the years here, like very few media outlets anywhere. Anywhere! This is where I go, you know, at number five, I kind of held up one hand earlier. For those of you watching on YouTube, you see that. You know, like maybe five activists, and not all of them got into Australia to actually talk about what's in a vaccine. Hey, there's some problems with the science. You want to know? And then they ban them from coming in. Maybe, I don't know how many shows, maybe it's five shows, I don't know, not many, have covered the issue of HIV and AIDS, that one doesn't cause the other. And calls into question the entire claim and paradigm. Now, I'm sort of getting ahead of myself, but this goes to the heart of YouTube censorship by demonetizing things. Because there's a big stink in Adweek, of all things. Adweek. This is like an online advertising journal. It's an ad mag or ad rag. All about people that are into advertising, all the industry for advertising. And the headline reads, brands on fake medical news videos. Objectionable content still slipping through the site safeguards. What are we talking about here? We're talking about censorship. Oh, I know, it's not really censorship because they're targeting fake news. Wait a second. Who's the purveyors of fake news? On this, we mostly agree with Donald Trump. The mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted media. They're taking money hand over fist from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which depends upon you not asking questions like, what's in a vaccine? Or, is there such a thing as an HIV test? Yes, that's right, my friends. This is the problem. Apparently, YouTube forgot to demonetize all those videos questioning the cause of AIDS. There are plenty of YouTube videos out there from many sites, including ours and even RT, Russia Today. And of course, you're going to say, well, that's a plot by Putin. I remember Liam Sheff was interviewed on RT. I was interviewed on RT about the AIDS crisis and the fallacy of HIV tests and things. And they're nervous because, my gosh, people might actually make money off of those videos by advertising. And, of course, the advertisers, by and large, part of that mainstream construct of reality, speaking of reality, whose reality? Not yours, unless you adopt it. Theirs, because you become a good little consumer. Somebody asked on our YouTube channel tonight, couldn't we just ban Big Pharma, right? We'd like to outlaw vaccines as they stand today until they can show evidence of safety and efficacy. But banning Big Pharma, you don't need to. Banning GMOs, yeah, I mean, I could argue that they haven't done legitimate, rational safety studies for that either, but stop buying what they're selling. And you say, well, how do I know? It's not on the label. Well, if it ain't organic and you didn't grow it yourself, could be GMO. It's asking you to do something that you're very uncomfortable with or you have no earthly idea how to do. And I speak of myself. I sort of knew. I've been to farms. I didn't grow up knowing about this, but I, you know, began, like Liam said, hey, start growing something in your backyard, your side yard, your front yard. You basically create an entirely new system or an old system that you readopt. I'm sorry, I like elbow my computer keyboard. And then you make the other system that is dominant, and it just floods your reality. You make it obsolete. Kind of like go back to last Sunday. Well, a week from last Sunday. Yes, Sunday was yesterday, for those listening live. A week before that. I don't know the date of that, Super Don, but that was a great show for many reasons, including the reveal on some things about Donald Trump that nobody knows out there, unless you know him personally. And then we also went into profound second hour with Rob Burkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, UK, talking about creating an entirely new system, embracing energy, medicine, homeopathy, all the things that freak out the materialistic, collectivist, reductionist, big pharma dunderheads who profit off of your ignorance as long as you believe in collectivism, that you can catch a disease because the herd is not vaccinated. Your vaccine doesn't work, but as long as more than 9 out of 10 people are vaccinated, miraculously the vaccines suddenly then work. Makes no sense. But of course, emotionally, they can appeal to emotion. You're a moo cow. And you go, yes, I'm a moo cow. I'm scared. Help me, big pharma. Help me, big doctor. You priests in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, save me. Because I can't figure this thing out. You wear that white lab coat. You impress the hell out of me. And I'll do whatever you say. Roll up my sleeve. Drop my drawers for an injection. Yeah, of course. And that's how they get you, by putting the fear on you. Your emotional body opens up wide from the inside. The doors swing open from inside. And they come right in, and you welcome them. Your fear opens them up. And onto YouTube and censorship. Their fear that you will know that HIV is a phony construct based on the need for big pharma and the cancer industry, which was failing for years, for decades, raising billions with no cures. And they needed something else. The retroviruses were the thing. They were going to be the new cause of cancer. We can develop vaccines. We can target drugs for them. But one thing happened, pretty big. They couldn't find any evidence that these things cause cancer. And so then the so-called gay plague, that's what they called it way back when, the homosexual community, which was doing all of its efforts to destroy its microbiome, its gut integrity, through all of the things that, do I have to go through it, read about it in official stories by Liam Sheff. You'll know they destroyed their immune system as a community. The immune system collapsed, and then they died of any of a number of 120 different things, but they had to point out a virus because it can't be that your lifestyle is wrong, and I'm not making a moral judgment, that's for somebody else. I'm talking about wrong in terms of a functional response in your body in terms of your immune system. Does your immune system survive when you destroy your gut with antibiotics and other street drugs? Unhygienic practices? We can go on and on and on. It was predicted there was going to be an immune collapse in the community. But to call it a retrovirus, well, let's go to the test. No test that actually exists, even though they label it. They labeled it. They said it. They say it loud enough, long enough, repeated enough. It becomes the truth. Oh, it's an HIV test. Really? Then how come it's nonspecific and cross-reactive to 120 different things? How come they have to dilute the blood extraordinarily for everybody that takes the test? Because if they don't, 100%, 100, 100% positive, everybody. Everybody tests positive for an HIV test. Because it's not an HIV test, folks. But that's the kind of information they can't allow to have. So what do? They try to limit you, not by engaging in scientific discourse and debate. It's about demonetizing and censoring. It's about removing your exposure to ideas that are not part of the official story, that contravene the official story. Case in point, our opening story today from Australia down under, Perth. My gosh, there's a billboard there that says, you know what's in a vaccine? What's in a vaccine? Liam was brilliant in that. That's what he asked. What's in a vaccine? Answer the question, doctor. No, look at this woman. She had a child, died from pertussis. That's all you need to know. Everybody get your shots. This is how the game is played. And it's a game that is a deadly consequence. not because you didn't get the shot, because you did. Because if you don't get the shot, you actually have a fighting chance to develop an immune system that will not result in chronic diseases, degradation diseases, autoimmune diseases, neurological degradation diseases, cancer, and immune collapse that they call AIDS. So I know this is a story about YouTube censorship more than it is a story about HIV and AIDS, but obviously it triggered this thought in me because that's the thing they didn't catch. And then they call this a conspiracy theory. That's another way to stop critical thinking. Lump people in with conspiracy theorists. And you got to proudly wear the badge conspiracy realist because everybody's working together on something behind the scenes. Some for good, some for ulterior motives. And the idea is to poison everybody, weaken them enough, and with the Gardasil shot, if I can add that into the mix, stop their ability to procreate. That's how Bill Gates gets his population reduction. Of course, if Liam Sheff and others are right about peak oil, population will be reduced whether you want to or not, and you don't need vaccines to do that. Learn about that and you'll see. Super Don, we're almost out of time in this segment. I didn't leave you any room once again.
You know, that's okay. That's all right. I'm not going to...
You're okay with that?
Hold it against you. No.
You won't?
No.
You're so sweet. Super Don, you're the best. I love you, man.
I love you, man.
I don't know if YouTube's going to love us after today. We better hurry up and get...
Probably not.
Real.video going. Mike Adams, yes. The Health Ranger, Real.video. You got to plug in, see, because we're getting close to July. That's when it's supposed to launch, sometime in July. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. The question, the universal biggest question of the day, maybe the year, maybe ever. Who's smarter, dogs or cats? We'll answer that next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. or call our order line 888-212-8871.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that we've gotten through all the non-essential, non-important topics of the day, right? Like, who cares if you're being mind-controlled, drugged by Big Pharma, vaccinated until you can't procreate, your kids or grandkids. That stuff's not really important. What we really need to know is who's smarter, cats or dogs. I mean, does that rise to the level of a chicken and an egg scenario, cats versus dogs? I mean, we know there are cat people and dog people, and some people say, I love all animals. So.
We don't shy away on this show from intense debate. Yeah. We have done this before. In fact, I'm reminded of the pineapple pizza debate that we covered a while ago. Yeah, you know, and that was an important thing that needed to be settled. And it went on for like a week.
Right. And it finally was settled that, no, it was not. It's never going to be settled.
No, I don't think it was
settled.
It's not going to
be settled. This one might be.
This is one of those things where it's very easy to have a biased opinion because, when it comes to dogs versus cats, you've got cat people, you've got dog people, and then you know there are the ones like me. I'm the agnostic. I like both.
Yeah,
but
dogs, cats,
people are
they're
very opinionated on this. Well, what's better, a dog or a cat? Now I know you're a cat person.
I am. I like dogs, but I'm a cat person. I grew up around cats. Now I just want to say this before we go into who's smarter.
No.
This isn't about whether you like cats or dogs more. This is kind of a scientific study about neurons. Seriously.
But that's hard. It's hard to draw that line, right? Because you've got that bias.
People to get beyond their bias.
So let's get into the science then. Fine.
So, if you're a cat person, let's just say, I'm not going to say who wins this yet, but let's just say dogs are smarter. Cat people are going to go, no, cats are smarter because they won't do the stupid stuff that dogs do. They're like, they can't be bothered, right? So if that's your argument, I get that. It's funny. It's silly. But that's not necessarily maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It's not so much the intelligence thing. But if you look at what they've identified, what do they call? Which part of the brain were they doing? Frontal cortex? Where are they going with this? I got to scroll down.
Let's see. What
There's
was
a lot
it?
In
was
here.
The yeah. cerebral cortex?
That's my memory of it. but it's like all those words coming together. I don't know. I think they're smarter than me right now. So yes. I believe the absolute number of neurons an animal has, especially in the cerebral cortex, yes, determines the richness of their internal mental state and their ability to predict what is about to happen in their environment based on past experience. This is according to neuroscientist Susanna Herculano Uzel from Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. So if we weigh it out on a scale, more neurons, the most neurons of any carnivore, apparently, dogs. Dogs are the
winner. Dogs.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Even though their brains are not the biggest. And by the way, brown bears have roughly the same number as cats. So this explains why if cats were as big as brown bears, they would eat you, right? Your dog would not eat you, typically. The cats, I'm bigger than you. I will do what I want. I'm a libertarian, and I will eat you. Now, that's not to say libertarians will eat you. I'm just saying that they got their own way about them. And I would hopefully believe that cats would, you know, ascribe to the nonviolent principle, not initiating force. But I don't think cats are above initiating force when they need to, if they're hungry enough. But the
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think I agree with this. I'm a cat person, but I think dogs are smarter. And that doesn't mean miracles can't happen through cats and dogs, because I believe they're all ultimately angelic beings, potentially. And that's why I've referenced the books by Linda and Alan Anderson over the years. Angel cats, angel dogs, angel horses, angel animals. And you'll find that God can use these animals as they can use people for any number of things, regardless of intelligence levels. But in terms of the ability of dogs to do more than cats, in terms of, you say, well, they're easily trained, cats are not, because they're smart. No, I think there's some legitimacy to the cerebral neurons. So, there you go. Cat people don't hate me. I love cats, but dogs are smarter. Okay? How's that? Is that pretty fair?
There you go. Science says...
Yes. Dogs are smarter.
Dogs are smarter. But, you know, listen, I love cats, too. I do.
Yeah.
I had cats before I had dogs, so... Yeah, I love animals. Animals are awesome.
Yeah, and I like cats because they are libertarian. That's why they talk about, what, herding cats like herding libertarians.
That's right.
Libertarians are typically smarter than cats and dogs and conservatives and liberals. Okay, now I've stepped in it. Oh, my gosh. Well, if you love liberty, there might be a reason, a deeper reason, a higher reason, whatever you want to say. And it'll go beyond those that are screaming at you, freedom is dangerous! Freedom is the gift you've been given by that which created you, and that's what we're all about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you each and every hour of the show that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.